This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as the world awaits the beginning of an Israeli drive into Gaza. It is a drive not to kill people. It's not to harm people. It's not to destroy buildings. It is a drive to destroy Hamas as a terrorist entity, as a group of extraordinarily evil people who have been oppressing the people of Gaza, yes, all 2.2 million of them, and a group of people that have disturbed the peace of the world in the past. This is not the first time that Israel has fought with Iranian proxies of both Hezbollah and Hamas. And what happens in the past, and one of the reasons you keep hearing statements like Israel's determination to eliminate Hamas, is because the idea of simply doing a strike, having a response to Hamas missile showers that have been visited on Israel in the past, it doesn't work. It doesn't stop the determination of evildoers who boast about the fact that they will win because we love death, and the Israelis only love life, which is a difference I think that both sides can acknowledge. 1-800-955-1776. So why does President Biden specifically care so much about this issue? And people who watch the president, there's no Sleepy Joe when it's come to hear him speaking about what is happening to Israel, what has happened to Israelis, to the threat that is posed by this terror group Hamas and by other terror groups like Hezbollah, which are still potential dangers, even though they have been holding back on drawing themselves into this war. Why does he care so much about the existence and the safety and the security of America's ally in the Middle East, the State of Israel? This was President Biden's answer on the 60 Minutes interview in which he participated that was broadcast over the weekend. Listen.
I want my children and grandchildren to fully understand exactly what happened and why you couldn't deny the carnage going on if you were living in Germany and in Europe.
Why do you feel so strongly? What does Israel mean to you?
The Jews have been subject to abuse, prejudice, and attempt to wipe them out for over 1,000 years. For me, it's about decency, respect, honor. It's just simply wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. It violates every religious principle I have in every way and every single principle my father taught me.
As we spoke to the president, his secretary of state was in Israel. His defense secretary was at a NATO meeting on Ukraine. America's oldest president seemed tired from directing all of this, but he was very clear on what he stood for.
And then he came to answering questions about the connection between Iran, where President Biden has clearly led America in the wrong direction, and by undoing the Trump administration's decision to pull us out of the negotiated deal that Obama had made that did not work effectively to stop the Iran nuclear program. But he also denied, President Biden, the idea that there was any evidence that Iran was actually one of the forces behind this unspeakably brutal Hamas attack. Listen, clip 15.
Is Iran behind the Gaza war?
I don't want to get into classified information, but to be very blunt with you, there is no clear evidence of that.
At this point, no evidence that Iran is behind any of this.
Correct. Now, Iran constantly supports Hamas and Hezbollah. I don't mean that. But in terms of were they, did they have foreknowledge? Did they help plan the attack? There's no evidence of that at this point.
Okay, one of the reasons that some experts might even agree with him on something like that is because there have been a number of pieces recently about one of the areas where the Israeli spy network has worked very, very well is Iran, that they have penetrated very deeply into the nation of Iran, where they have actually had remarkable success even impeding the nuclear program that Iran was trying to make through the infiltration of a very secure Iranian facilities and programs. And so one can readily believe that while they're very happy to take money from Iran, and they take plenty of it, that if they're planning this super secret surprise attack, the Hamas terrorists would take some care not to let the Iranians know too much what was going on, because it is so well penetrated by the Mossad, by the Israeli equivalent of the CIA. And President Biden also had on 60 Minutes a message that he wanted to send to Hezbollah and Iran. Listen, clip 16.
There's limited fighting already on the northern Israeli border, and I wonder, what is your message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't.
Don't come across the border. Don't escalate this war.
That's right.
And Biden talking about potential Israeli occupation of Gaza. Now, nobody is really talking in the Israeli government or elsewhere about any war goal that involves reoccupation of Gaza by Israel. What the war goal involves is the destruction of Hamas and giving a chance for some other kind of reality to break out in Gaza and, frankly, in the rest of the Palestinian world. This is President Biden on the idea of the occupation of Gaza. Clip 14.
Would you support Israeli occupation of Gaza at this point?
I think it'd be a big mistake. Look, what happened in Gaza, in my view, is Hamas and the extreme elements of Hamas don't represent all the Palestinian people. And I think that it would be a mistake to for Israel to occupy Gaza again. But to going in and taking out the extremists, Hezbollah is up north, but Hamas down south is a necessary requirement.
Do you believe that Hamas must be eliminated entirely?
Yes, I do. But there needs to be a Palestinian authority. There needs to be a path to a Palestinian state.
And he finally said, well, we will get to that. There's more from the President of the United States, but there's also more from Elliot Kaufman, who is the letters editor of the Wall Street Journal. He did a fascinating piece where he spoke to an Israeli defense expert of what victory would mean and what it would look like and how you would define it, and how that victory could lead to stability and peace. We'll be talking to Elliot Kaufman coming right up on the Michael Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
are champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And it's a pleasure to be able to welcome to the show a very distinguished journalist, Elliot Kaufman, who is an editor at the Wall Street Journal. He, in fact, is the letters editor of the Wall Street Journal. So if you've ever tried to get a letter into the journal and not made it, blame him, blame him. But he is also the author of two extraordinarily important and informative columns that recently appeared in the Wall Street Journal. One of them, this weekend, he interviewed a Israeli expert on security whose name is Yonah Jeremy Bubb, and that title of that column is What Israeli Victory Would Look Like. And then there's a prior column that says Peace, Deterrence, and Other Gods That Failed. To deal with that first, are you saying that with peace and deterrence being gods that failed, are the people of Israel condemned to a state of perpetual war?
Thank you for having me on. I don't think they are. I think that they will not be able to wish peace into existence, and they will not be able to wish deterrence into existence with enemies that can't be deterred. I'm talking about people like Hezbollah, people like Hamas, jihadists. Hamas, you know, sometimes people think of them as a Palestinian nationalist group. In fact, it's not true, because they very strictly exclude Christians, hate Christians. They want an Islamic state and world. When it comes to people like that, maybe you can talk yourself into peace. You can talk yourself into the idea that you're going to manage them for some period of time. Talk yourself into the idea that you've scared them off because you pounded them last time. But if you're going to leave them running a territory on your border, I think it's only a matter of time until they attack again.
And that's part of what you write about in your other column about what Israeli victory would look like. The Israelis have been, it seems to me, quite clear about this. What their victory looks like is the complete destruction of Hamas as a governing entity or as a an effective international terror network.
They have been using those words, destroy Hamas, dismantle it. There can be some question about what exactly they mean by that. What seems pretty clear is they want the current Hamas leadership, most of its weaponry, most of its force, gone. And it seems increasingly clear that they don't want any part of the group running the territory when this is all over. Now, what follows that is not clear in the least, perhaps even to them. And maybe that's one reason why Israel has been taking its time at this moment before it ends up on the final day in control of the territory and then says, now what? But one other point that I would like to make is that there's victory with Hamas, and then there's facing the larger problem, which is that Hamas is a part of this Iranian proxy network. And until Iran is faced up to, it will be hard to say that there is some sort of larger victory and the citizens of Israel are safe. Hamas is certainly the immediate threat, and maybe Hezbollah too, but Israelis know where that's coming from, and sooner or later they will have to confront that.
And does that mean, as people have been talking about literally for years and years, some kind of Israeli mission to take out the Iranian nuclear capacity, if any, like they did with the Iraqi nuclear reactor way back before our confrontation with Iraq? And it was something that was obviously a very, very positive thing that we didn't have to deal with after the invasion of Kuwait, a nuclear-armed Iraq. Is that the kind of mission that you believe that they're considering?
I think that it's one possibility depending on where this goes. For instance, right now the Iranians think that they have real leverage over Israel. They think that because Hezbollah is waiting in the wings. It's been firing some rockets, but it hasn't gotten into this war in a serious way. They think they can have that threat hanging over Israel to sort of intimidate it, to sort of stop it from doing the kinds of responses that it would want to do with Gaza, Hamas. However, how would Israel respond to that? What should the Iranians be thinking about what might they lose if they unleash Hezbollah against Israel? Then you start talking about that Iranian nuclear program, which remains the larger strategic threat, I mean, existential threat against Israel in a way that proxy groups on its border really aren't.
Yeah, it's, and one of the things that it seems to me that people who doubted that there was an existential threat to Israel in a nuclear Iran have not considered some of the details of what the Hamas decided to do. In other words, if the Hamas are saying that we love death and you love life, therefore we will win, there's every reason to take them seriously and to take seriously the ability to deal out death on an unimaginable scale with some kind of nuclear capacity.
I think that's exactly right, and I think people have been, for years, underestimating Iran on this point. And what I tried to get across in the article is that this is Iran is a regime with a revolutionary theocratic view, and at the center of it is the destruction of Israel. Now, people hear that, and they think, Israel's a country all its own. It's a strong country. How would Iran do that? Surely Iran will realize it won't be able to accomplish this, and so it'll work with us on some things. We can have it be a part of the international community. We can offer it economic advancement. Surely it'll work with us. Instead, the Iranian regime has spent 40 years, has had multi-generational goals for which it has made multi-generational sacrifices, exclusion, sanctions, all the rest, building up two things. One, a network of proxy terrorist groups around Israel. It calls this the Ring of Fire. And we've seen what that Ring of Fire can do. And if Hezbollah were to unleash 150,000 rockets, we would see even more so. The second part is the
Elliot, can you stay with us for a few minutes more?
Sure.
Terrific. We will be right back with Elliot Kaufman of the Wall Street Journal. I want to get back to that figure of 150,000 rockets. Is he kidding? Unfortunately, he's not. We will get to that and more with Elliot Kaufman of the Wall Street Journal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Artillery and rocket fire are continuing for another night along the border between Israel and Gaza. Israeli troops remain on high alert for potential action. In Gaza, shortages of crucial supplies such as food, water, and medical resources are further exacerbating the dire situation. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the U.S. A plane carrying 270 evacuees touched down in Tampa last night, thanks to Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody. So it's not just go to the airport, we have a free plane. It's incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly scary. All these people have taken missile fire. It's dicey, and they're not soldiers.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least three additional rescue flights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm joined by Elliot Kaufman, who is the letters editor of the Wall Street Journal. He has written two recent columns, both of them profoundly important, both of them linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. One about peace, deterrence, and other gods that failed, and one what Israeli victory would look like. You mentioned right before the break the figure of 150,000 rockets descending on the state of Israel. And part of what happened with the Iron Dome, apparently, on October 7th, was with those either 2,000 or 5,000 rockets that Hamas launched, they were just able to overwhelm, to some extent, the very outstanding Iron Dome system, which Israel developed together with the United States in a joint program. But 150,000 rockets, Elliot, in the hands of Hezbollah, is that a hyperbole? Is that an exaggeration? Or is there reason to believe there really is that kind of firepower?
You know, I think most analysts would tell you more than 150,000. October 7th, Hamas fired 2,000 rockets. That was the most it had ever fired in one day of a conflict. And understandably, that's all Israel focused on. And the Iron Dome ended up actually performing fairly well. It was able to handle 90% of them, but 10%, 2,000, 200 rockets, that's still a lot making it through. And it took away Israeli attention on what was actually happening in invasion, which they didn't see coming. Now, when you talk about Hezbollah, analysts believe they would be able to shoot between 6,000 and 8,000 rockets a day in the early days of the conflict before Israel starts seriously damaging their capabilities. Now, 90% of that, and actually because of the volume, Iron Dome success rate probably slips maybe to 80%, analysts will tell you. You start talking about 1,500, 1,600 rockets getting through, landing in Israel on the first day of the conflict. And Hezbollah has more advanced rockets, too. So we're actually talking about major Israeli population centers receiving those hits. That's a war that, even though Israel would win it, it's not a war that any Israeli policymaker would wish for.
And what about this war, which everybody's holding breath and expecting this Israeli strike into Gaza to destroy Hezbollah? That should be happening within the next few days, certainly. What's the best possible outcome of that war for the United States of America? And what is the worst possible outcome of that war?
I think the best possible outcome is one that is not unlikely, actually. It's that the U.S. can provide Israel the kind of diplomatic cover it needs to carry out a ground invasion, clear the area of Hamas fighters. It will cost Israel, that's for sure, with troops on the ground, street to street, and there will be civilian casualties, unavoidably and tragically, that's for sure. But Israel able to take control of that territory, kick Hamas out of that territory, and not just hand it over to what's left of Hamas leadership in the way it has with prior rounds in Gaza, but instead come to some kind of other solution. We're not totally clear what it is yet, but probably some hybrid, Palestinians running it, multinational force helping them, Israeli military on call to sort of keep a Hamas comeback from falling. That would mean that Iran is much less able to hit Israel whenever it wants out of the Gaza Strip. That is right there in American interest, and also stopping this from sort of spiraling into other conflicts. I think, by the way, America wants some larger deal with Saudi Arabia and Israel and the U.S. If Israel can handle that with strength and can keep the U.S. on board the Gaza invasion, I think the Saudis will actually respect that. There's no love lost between them and Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, all of that. When you talk about worst-case scenario, we start going through escalation spirals, and, you know, if you wanted to, you could get crazy with all of that. I think a more likely worst-case scenario is that Israel simply isn't able to achieve a real victory in Gaza. In other words, there's a long-running insurgency. It can never clear the territory. It gets bogged down. Hamas remains functionally operational in the territory. That would be a victory for the Iranian proxy network, showing that it can do the most heinous, the most absurd crimes against Israel, and still, because of military limitations, international pressure, what have you, Israel wouldn't be able to handle that threat, finish that threat. I think if we're talking about likely scenarios, I would say those are best and worst. The reason why I didn't put the Hezbollah confrontation as the worst one is because even though Israel would pay a severe price, Hezbollah would pay an even larger price, and the Iranian proxy network could be set back not years but decades by that sort of larger conflict.
Well, I know that Nasrallah, who is the big cheese, the chief of Hezbollah, was asked a question about the last war between Israel and Hezbollah. And it began because they had kidnapped and killed some Israeli troops on the Israeli side of the border. And he was asked whether that was a mistake in retrospect because of the devastation that was done against Hezbollah and their military capacity. He said, definitely, definitely, we shouldn't have done that, which is exactly what you want. That's what deterrence is supposed to mean, right?
Right. You know what? What he followed up with Nasrallah, is I didn't think that would start a war. He thought he could just come in, kill Israeli troops, kidnap them, and, oh, okay, Israel would bomb something. But he didn't think it would be a larger war. And that's exactly what a failure of deterrence means. And Israel has had a lot of those failures. It thought it had sent Hamas the message, but when you're talking about a jihadi group like that, more often than not, the answer is you simply can't live next to them. They may actually love death, as crazy as it sounds.
Well, again, when you look at the suicidal nature of so many of these groups, certainly of ISIS, certainly of Al-Qaeda, and the 19 who were hailed by a Muslim cleric in London, I remember, is the Magnificent 19, the people who killed 3,000 Americans on September 11th. That obviously was the kind of love of death. Last question, Elliot, quickly. What's the best way to affirm a love of life?
The best way to affirm a love of life? Not get intimidated by these folks. I know a lot of Jews lately, threats in America, thinking I shouldn't go to synagogue, I shouldn't do this. No, go, pray, continue living your life. And I think Americans will do that.
From your mouth to God's ears, we will be right back. You can read the great columns by Elliot Kaufman. They're attached to our website, to michaelmedved.com. More coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hardly makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, if I can, I just wanted to add an additional thought to the last thought that we were left with from Elliot Kaufman. And he mentioned that the best way to affirm life in the space of those terrorists who are intoxicated with death and with cruelty, and some of the investigations, by the way, of the dead bodies that have been recovered have shown that a majority of them were tortured, and many of the smaller children were actually burned alive. And again, the level of all of this is so absolutely horrible that it's one of those things that it is important, as Elliot Kaufman was saying, to go forward without fear, to go forward with some confidence in basically the goodness in the world and of a higher power. And there's a song that actually is become very popular in modern Israel, but it's a song based upon words by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, who said, Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar miod, the whole world is a narrow bridge. But veha'ikar, the core, the most important thing, is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And again, that's certainly something that the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Gilan Erdan, has taken to heart. He was speaking on CNN. He was asked about negotiations with Hamas. This is clip one.
As far as I know, there are no negotiations, and there shouldn't be any negotiations, because again, the only thing that we are focused on is targeting Hamas terrorists and eradicating their capabilities. We have no interest, by the way, I'm referring now to what the president said tonight, we have no interest to occupy Gaza or to stay in Gaza, but since we are fighting for our survival, and the only way, as the president himself defined, is to obliterate Hamas, so we will have to do whatever is needed to obliterate their capabilities.
And concerning the initial announcement by Yoav Gallant, who is the Minister of Defense in the Israeli government, who had announced a total siege, a total blockade of the people of Gaza. There's a spokesman for the IDF, for the Israel Defense Forces, named Peter Lerner, who was on MSNBC, speaking about the needs of the civilian population in Gaza and how those needs are going to be met. This is clip two.
I think the basic essential needs are actually available to the people in Gaza. I think the most important thing now is that people evacuate the northern areas and head down south towards the south beyond Wadi Gaza, the wetlands that separate the north from south, that would actually enable us to continue to differentiate between the non-combatants, the civilians of Gaza, and Hamas, the terrorist organization. This organization has set up its hub, its control positions, its fortress of terrorism in the heart of Gaza City, and that for us means that we need to take them out. We need to destroy those capabilities. We need to seek out and destroy the leaders from Yahya Sinwar, right at the top, who's the prime minister of Hamas, who is in effect the mastermind of the massacre of October 7th. And indeed, we intend on doing that, dismantling the entire system of Hamas from Yahya Sinwar right at the top all the way down to the terrorists that breached and penetrated our border and butchered the babies in their beds.
And that's a clear declaration of war aims. MSNBC, which gave Peter Lerner, spokesman for the IDF, the chance to speak, also felt that they needed to provide, quote, the other side. This was the Palestinian-American, Fadi Judah, who blasted the mainstream media. Listen, this is clip three.
American media has been so concerned about the most right-wing government in Israel. Some have come out and said, I will now call my Israeli, you know, friends or colleagues or people, whatever, this is apartheid. Others have said it's fascist. And there's been all this political pushback from American media, from Jewish American institutions. And suddenly, over one night, we are willing to trust the fabricated lies, shake hands with them in an instant, where the American administration speaks a language that sanctions the murder of Palestinians. We can say anything you want about Hamas and all this language. We have said it before about the PLO. We have said it before about Yasser Arafat. It never stops. We have said it about nonviolent movements in the West Bank also before. I don't understand, when will we stop? And just equal humanity for Palestinians is unthinkable for those who are pro-Israel, blindly Zionist thinking supporters. Equal humanity is unthinkable. If we truly begin from that standpoint, that Palestinian lives are equal to Israeli lives, peace will happen in a week.
Okay, Palestinian lives are equal to Israeli lives. What Israeli lies here? Is anyone claiming that there weren't 1,300 Israelis who were killed? Israelis and others, by the way, they now have said that there were at least 30 Americans who were killed, many of them people who held dual citizenship. The idea that what people saw, this is like that old line, well, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? The eyes are there. The bodies are there. The suffering is there. There's also a piece that was posted on an Israeli website by her family. There's a 12-year-old girl. They said this beautiful 12-year-old girl with autism was kidnapped from her home by Hamas terrorists and was taken to Gaza. Her name is Noya. She is a sensitive, kind, funny, and massive Harry Potter fan. And the photograph shows her smiling. She's holding a Harry Potter book in Hebrew, and holding a wand, a magic wand. And J.K. Rowling actually responded, and bless her for this. She wrote, "Kidnapping children is despicable and wholly unjustifiable. For obvious reasons, this picture has hit home with me. May Noya and all hostages taken by Hamas be returned soon, safely, to their families." Now, is that spokesperson who appeared on MSNBC saying that the Hamas isn't holding hostages, some of whom need immediate attention? There are diabetics who are not getting their insulin, which can make them very, very sick indeed. Are the other stories, photographs, the experience of people who would ask to deal with the bodies that had been severely tortured, was all of this made up? The stories about beheadings of toddlers and infants, they now are confirming that one of the hostages being held is 9 months old. And again, the idea that this is all so monstrous that it must be some kind of lie, how regrettable that is. Well, something else that's regrettable is the situation in the Congress of the United States. This is a crucial time for the country. We are dealing with a very serious war in Ukraine, a very serious war in the Middle East, and we're 35 days away from another government shutdown. I mean, really? Really? And we can't find a Speaker of the House? We'll speak to Dana Milbank of the Washington Post about the chaos in Congress and how to fix it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.